This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to our team interview where we are talking about the Just Cause Project with Kayla and Kirsten. And today we're going to talk about how we were pleasantly surprised on sudden changes in direction as we navigated through the project. We left off with a discussion on using the lessons learned in books, and we're going to pick up with some surprises that we encountered throughout the Just Cause Project.
I was surprised that the entire project was the enormity of it. Like, similar to what you were saying, Travis, like, you know, we read the book, but there were some really big things in the book, right? And to me, I was like, how do we take those concepts and really apply them to our small company, right? Because they're using big companies as examples and stuff. And big events in history, right? So I'm thinking, you know, how do we take some of those nuggets and apply them to what we're doing and the direction that we want to go as an organization? And to me, I think that was super overwhelming in like the first two sessions that we held. I was like, wow, this is big. And from there, though, I think that the people that were able to share ideas, and also I think too, I always appreciate the fact like you don't have an ego that you bring to say like, I need to be the ultimate decision maker of like how this thing's going to go. You are totally humble and like just show a ton of grace of just like you said, isn't going where I thought it was going to go, but you're okay with that because as a leader, you're just like, it needs to go. It almost is like Play-Doh, right? Like I pick up a piece of Play-Doh and it's like, I think I'm going to make this out of it. And then all of a sudden it's this. And it's like, wow, that was really cool because I thought I was going to go this direction, but I'm not. But look at this awesome thing that came out of it. And I feel like the transformation of what we're doing is really just an amazing project to watch come to fruition because it's so big. And you've been just a really great, I'd say, guide along the way. And that's really what you've done too, is you've been able to guide us, but you're not telling us exactly what the opinions are of everything. So you continue to let us have form ideas to share, which I think is really just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I think two things I was surprised about just in general was when you read the book, like Kirsten, you said, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, this is a big project. Like we're on earth, like, okay, we can kind of start, but this is huge. And I was surprised at the speed of which we were able to go back into track and accomplish milestones or, you know, accomplish small pieces of it. And then you see the traction when you look back and you're like, oh yeah, we're not spending a year still on like step one. We're able to move on and build on each thing that we've done each week, you know, and everybody's ideas, you know, and then the idea of just, you don't have the answers. I know after our first session, when we had talked, Travis, I remember you were saying, I know where this is going. I'm pretty sure I know where it's going, you know, and I remember getting off the phone thinking, well, I am clearly not smart enough because I do not know where this is going yet. I have missed something. So I'm just going to hang out and see what I've missed, you know? And I just now, like hearing you say, you didn't know where it was going at the end, right? It didn't go where you thought it would go. So you can't have any preconceived notions. And even if you do, we still challenge it, you know, and it still can turn into something and did turn into something different. And it was a process that didn't go off track without being able to pull right back on. And we got back on track and then we were able to accomplish the next step. So it's like you look at the mountain and then you slowly realize you're like a quarter of the way up it. And then you look back and you're like, wait, everybody's here with me, the same spot. Like we're all at the same spot doing this together.
I think if you want to be really good at anything, you have to allow there to be challenges, right? It doesn't mean that you lay down for challenges. I mean, you might fight like hell against a challenge, right? But you have to be open to the fact that there's going to be challenges. And I was thinking about this because when we scripted a Just Cause for us and we put the word challenges in it, that was the meaning behind the challenges was driven by the fact that we feel like a lot of people are making decisions in their life over fear. You know, fear of missing out, fear of what other people are doing, just something fear oriented, not always. And that's why we use challenges, not just fear. And sometimes we don't know it's fear. But a lot of the things that are holding us back are fear oriented. I can't get a new job because maybe I won't make as much money, or maybe I won't like it over there, but I'm miserable here. You know, it's like, don't let fear keep you miserable. Right. So we get stuck on fear. And I think that the challenge of change, or the challenge of like me thinking, I know where this is going, and then realizing about the second or third meeting, I go, well, you shoot. This is beyond me. This is beyond something that I am psychologically aware of right now. I need to ferret more of this out, is to get over your fear of being challenged and to say, there could be a very sharp right turn up here, or a left turn, or a big dip, or a big incline. I don't know exactly I can't see the road ahead of us, but I know it's going to be probably a very aggressive turn, and let's do it. Let's see where this thing goes. Let's have some fun with this, and not being afraid of that. And I just, you can't get where you want to go if you're always afraid of the stuff you don't know.